Let's see, if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy. You want me to go through that again? If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, mm-hmm. you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy.
Is it like her?
Yeah, it's fine. Mm. Now, if a boy's appearance is like his father, you say the boy is like his father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the boy's behavior is like his father, you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Is behave like his father.
Okay.
Do you hear, two mother knows last night?
Mm-mm.
She's up there and some nigger lawyer come in and had her for, they'd rented out these twins' mother's apartment that's getting raised a job, come find out they couldn't do it, and she thought they was trying to blackmail him, and then the men come in, they thought this fellow's was a janitor, and nigger couldn't hardly keep him straight, and then says, "You're gonna blackball me, ain't you? I mean whiteball me." She got all mixed up, yeah.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
It helps her?
At childbirth.
Oh.
Midwife?
A midwife, I think.
Fine. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him?
Hillbilly.
Okay. Now, let's see. How do you usually refer to people whose skin is black? What do you call them?
Covered people.
Office.
Hmm?
It'd be inside job, wouldn't it?
No, I'm talking about...
Covered people.
Yeah, people who have black skin. What do you call them?
Caucasians.
No, people with black
Negro.
Skin.
Oh,
Negro or
would it,
colored?
Dark-skinned people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could either be a nigger, or, you know, we have a lot of others. It's, The Cubans is pretty well that.
Okay.
And
now, let's see. Suppose you were angry with a nigger and you thought he was trifling and no good. What might you call him?
Sorry, I reckon.
Okay. Now, let's see. If a white person gets mad with a nigger, he might call him a coon or, you can think of a lot of names. Mm-hmm. Now, if a nigger got mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back?
What do you call a white man behind his back?
Well, yeah, what a nigger might call him if he was mad with him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's one of them old landowners or something. I don't
okay.
know.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say the man got awfully...
peeved about it.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Man, I'm really..."
tired.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
wasn't feeling well.
Okay. Now, if you want to use the word sick...
sick, uh-huh.
You'd say she sent the child home because the child...
was sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
His stomach.
Okay. What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what'll get you?"
That old witch,
Okay. Have you ever heard people say, "You better behave or the boogeyman's going to get you?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the boogeyman's going to get you.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
You usually say Christmas gift, but you ought to say something else.
Okay.
Christmas gift.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to
drag that thing."
Okay. What do you call a creature with a hard shell that lives in the water and it can draw its legs and its head up into its shell?
Mud turtle.
Okay.